Hello and welcome back to the Influencer Effect. I have a very special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, I'm Ansley Sphinx and I go to school at Ole Miss. Right now I'm a full-time student and I also post content daily.
I know, it's awesome. I can't believe I couldn't imagine doing this in college. Like, that is so crazy. It's so impressive. So what do you post about? What are you known for? What platforms are you on?
So, yeah, I post a lot of relatable and lifestyle content right now, but I started off and blew up with, I started with parking garage videos with my, like, a local group of friends. It was so awesome. We all hit over a million followers when we all collabed every time. And then I went into POVs, which I think my audience loved the most, and I blew up again. And now I'm just posting lifestyle and relatable content, and my fans are so with me and supporting me, and I really love that. So
you said you would hit a million followers every time you collabed with your friends. Was that like each video you would hit like a million followers?
Not every time, but like when I was with them, I hit a million followers for the first time, and they hit, like, each person in that group hit a million followers from us just making videos together.
That is so crazy. How did that all start? Like, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since 2020, like quarantine time, because I had nothing better to do, and it spiked my interest. I was like, honestly, let's just try posting for fun.
Yeah, and I feel like TikTok was definitely a different beast back then. Once you blew up, like, all of those followers came in. So that's so crazy. But what's even more impressive is you've been able to keep that following and grow it since 2020. Yeah, what has that looked like? Like, how have you shifted your content throughout the years?
So I kind of, like, would stop, like, slowly shift into a different thing. It would be like a slow shift. It'd be like one post, and then it would be like another week, and then it would be like done, basically, kind of. But then when I shifted to POVs, I blew up. I went from, I think I had like 1.2 million when I stopped doing the parking garage videos. When I started my POVs, I blew up to 3 million.
Wow.
And then a million on YouTube as well. That was how I got really my build up to how I am now. Yeah.
That's so crazy. And just for people out there who maybe don't know, can you quickly explain like what you were doing in the parking garage videos and what you were doing in the POV videos?
Yeah, of course. So in the parking garage videos, it would be like it wouldn't be just one of us. It would be like two or three of us, and we'd all be in a video, and like, we'd have someone filming it, and it'd be like one girl lip syncing. Like, it would be me lip syncing, then it would be Caroline. Like, it would transition to Caroline Gregory. Like, that's a girl I can say that was in the group. One of my good friends. I love her so much. And then it would go to another person, and it would just keep going.
It's kind of like what you think of as like the OG TikTok videos, like the ones that kind of started it all, and you're like part of that, which is so, so cool.
That's cool to think about. That's cool.
Yeah. No, you should like give yourself credit for that. So you said you're in college now, but you blew up while you were in high school. Like, what was that like?
So in high school, I was kind of like known to be like, okay, I'm going to go off track a little bit, but in high school, everybody like knew me as the seizure girl because I have epilepsy, and I've struggled with that my whole life. And so when I blew up, it was kind of like a transition from, oh, let me bully you but now I'm just going to be your friend or try to be your friend. And like, it went from a shift from either trying to be your friend or making fun of me more. And in high school, my parents didn't know how to deal with it, like with the random money coming in. They were like, what is this? And I was like, I'm not doing like anything crazy. I promise.
Like, it's not illegal. I promise.
It's not illegal. I promise. Like, and then we figured it out. And my mom is like my main supporter. Like, my dad is too, but my mom knows how to handle the money and like everything that we do. Like, if I have a special promo, she's always on the group chat, like, link. I don't know why, but she still is. I'm 21 now. It's okay.
She's like your momager. She's like your Kris Jenner. I love it.
Yes. She wants to make sure everything is straight for me. Like, she helped me with a lot of things when I have to say stuff on the internet.
Yeah, and that's a lot. Like, you are so young. I mean, I'm 25, so I'm not too much older than you, but just like starting at such a young age, like, how old were you when your first video went viral?
I think I was 16.
That's crazy. That TikTok didn't exist when I was 16. Like, that is...
Yeah, that was quarantine for me. So it was like, I think my first viral video was, I was 16, but it was the first, it was January 1st of 2021. I like have this distinctly remembered in my brain. And it was one of the parking garage videos, and it was with Caroline, and we were singing the I Wish It Was Heather song. Or I wish,
oh, yeah,
something like that.
I wish you were Heather or
wish
something.
You were Heather, and yeah, then it changed to from her to me, and that was our first really viral video.
That is so, so cool. I mean, that you are like the like Addison Rae, like the Charli D'Amelio, like.
So
yes, I mean, you are like, you are one of the OGs. I think it's so, so cool that you like have been doing this for so long and started at such a young age and have been able to like build a business off of it. So what was the process like when you started growing so quickly on social media? When did you realize, like, all right, like you kind of talked about how your mom stepped in when she realized that there was like a money aspect to it. Like, what was it like when you realized that this could be like a career for you, or be like, you know, something that you could like potentially like grow from?
Okay, yeah. So when I realized that I was just growing and like I could be like a career, like it could be a career for me, I was a hostess at the time. And I started making more money on TikTok and like YouTube than I did while working. So my mom was like, why don't you just quit? And I was like, yeah, okay, that's great. Like, because honestly, it was a really big hustle, because it was just like a tavern place where everybody would go, and I would get overwhelmed, and I was like, yes, thank you. I can do something I enjoyed.
Yeah, no, that is so awesome. And I think it's like kind of a crazy realization for a lot of people who go into content creation that you can make more money than you are in your like typical, like I had a 9-to-5 that I actually ended up getting laid off from. And it was around the same time that my videos started doing well. And I was like, oh my goodness, can I make a career out of this? Like, this is crazy. But there's so much potential on social media, and there's so many doors to be open, and like it's just so crazy, which is kind of why I wanted to start this podcast, to show that posting isn't just like picking up your camera every couple of days and being like, hey. It's like there's so much more to it, and it's a whole business behind each person you see on social media.
Yeah, you have to fit it in, or at least for me, I have to fit it into my day every day. I have to like schedule, like if I have classes all morning, then I like I'll usually have it classes from like 10 to 3, and then I'll go film around 4 and then be done by 5. So
yeah, that's so crazy. So what is it like balancing being a college student and being a content creator as well?
It's honestly kind of hard, but I somehow figure my way out. I just like, for me, I think the biggest part is thinking of ideas. So whenever I have an idea, I go straight to the TikTok drafts and just put it in there, or I'll go to my notes app, or I'll text my mom and be like, don't let me forget about this. Like, so, and then just working on my schoolwork on the side. So I'm very big into sign language, and I've tried to like show my spam account that. So I have a whole like class for that, and like I'm in ASL 211, and it's one of my favorite classes because it's like genuinely learning about something that you would have no idea about, but it's like actually a language, and like this is how they communicate to each other. Sorry, I got off track.
No, that's so interesting, and like I'm sure like that's so niche as well, like that's I think that's great. I think it's so great when like content creators stand out from one another, and it's not like the same exact like copy paste of everyone else. Like that's such a unique thing to show, and I think you should definitely show it on social media more. Like that is really, really cool. What do your college friends think? Because you kind of went into college with a following already, which is a very different experience than a lot of other content creators. What do your college friends think about your presence online, and what was that like coming into college with that following already?
Okay, so thinking back, I definitely came in and everybody was like, oh my gosh, she goes here, and people would take pictures with me freshman year constantly. And then it got to like the new grade would be below me. Then it was just the freshman. And so like now I'm a junior at Ole Miss, and like there's been times where I'll just get like, they'll be like, Ansley, can we get a picture? And I'll take a picture with them, and they'll make fun of me to my face. They'll be like, oh, like, they'll say, like, I don't even know, POVs and stuff, and like just try to get under my skin. Like, what? Like, we're right next to each other. Like, what do you mean you're gonna make fun of me and just ask for a picture?
That's no, that's so not okay. And that just shows that they're still children and they don't realize that you are legitimately running a business. And even if you didn't have the millions of followers that you do, no one should ever make fun of anyone for like trying to be successful and trying to grow a following, because that is a legitimate way to make a living now. And to like, you know, it's just for fun or for not. Like, it just isn't anything that should ever be made fun of. So I'm sorry you experienced that. That is messed up. But
I didn't have to cope with it well. It's just like, why would you do that? Like, I'm right in front of you.
It's no. And the thing is if you like confronted them about it, they would probably be like, oh no, like, I love you, I'm sorry, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, if they're just, they're fans and they don't want to admit it is really what's going on here. And you know what? You got to keep reminding yourself that you're the bigger and better person. I mean, obviously not to the same like extreme, but like, I know that my videos were sent around in like group chats and stuff when I started posting, and like, I know, like, I saw all the, I didn't get a lot of views at first, but I saw the little share button number was going up and up, and I was like, those are definitely people in my life.
Sending all the creators that start posting, they know that feeling when people are like, they're making TikToks. It's like, okay, and like, we're trying to live our life and honestly be successful online.
Exactly. And the people who were supportive from the beginning are the people who are still my friends now. And I think that, and that really shows. It costs $0 to be supportive, to give your friend a follow. And I did notice my friends who would be like, oh, I saw you posting. And then I would check if we were like following each other, and like, they wouldn't even follow my account. I'm like, just like, you know, so being an influencer in college and going from starting in high school to now all through college, how did you build your audience? And do you notice that there are a specific group of people who watch your videos? Is it usually people who are similar to you? Is it younger girls, older girls, boys? Like, what is your like demographic like?
Okay, so my demographic on every platform is actually different from the other. It's crazy. So it's like on Snapchat, it's like 90% men. On YouTube, it's like 60% like little girls. I 100%. And then I don't know the other half. And then on TikTok, it's mainly like 70% girls and then a 30% male following. But every time I'm in public, like I was just at Cheesecake Factory a few days ago, I walk in front of a table and it's a group of girls celebrating their girl, like their best friend's birthday or something. And they scream, it was like a chorus dropping their mouse to scream Ansley. It was like, Ansley. And then it was so cool. Like, it's so cute. It's so cool and cute. And like, I love it when that happens. And I'm just like, let's take a picture, guys. Y'all are my new friends. Like, I love y'all.
That's so cute. And that must feel so rewarding too, like that you're making an impact on those people, like people or like even like younger girls who like look up to you. That is just, that must be such a cool feeling and such like an exciting and happy feeling, and be like, all right, well, like I'm doing this for those people for sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Those experiences are like my favorite. Like even going, like I went out of the country for spring break. There were people staying at my resort who I made like friends with because I saw them multiple times and they were like fans and I was like, just come hang out with us. Like at that point, I was like, oh my gosh, y'all are so sweet.
I kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit about, since you are a junior, I mean, you still have another year in college. Do you plan to go into full-time content creation after college? Is that like where you think you're heading?
Yes, and I want to be an actress as well.
That's
I
awesome.
took acting classes all through high school, and I was in like I've done background roles, but never like a main role in a movie. And that's what my like dream goal would to be is a main character in a movie.
That is so cool. What movies have you been background character and in?
The movie I was. It was on Nickelodeon and it was called, oh, it was like Something for the Stars. It was You Could Barely See Me. Like I had my really dark hair then too, and I'm trying to think of what the name was. I hate that I don't know it, but it's on my resume.
It's on your resume. That's still so cool. Do you do any like musical theater or any of that, or no?
Don't. Oh,
You don't.
it's called California Dreaming.
California Dream. Okay, everyone check it out and look out for the
The dark hair, one girl, like.
dark hair. No, that is so cool. So, do you think you're going to move to LA or New York?
LA would be possible. I've talked to my parents about living out there for maybe 2 years because I'm going in a few weeks as well, and I'm meeting up with some cool creators. I'm going for the Glow House party.
Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. I get to meet like 200 creators, and I'm like, this is my people.
That is so cool. I mean, 200 of these like major creators in a room, like I literally could, that would be the dream for me. I'd have so many questions. I'd be like, I need,
Excited.
that's so fun. That is so fun. So just kind of like you said, like you're going for this event in LA. Have there been any other crazy, just like influencer events or experiences that you've like been able to go to or been invited to throughout the years? And what has that been like?
Yes, and those are the coolest. When you get an influencer invite to something, it's genuinely like the coolest feeling because when you get there, it's like all set, and sometimes it's like they'll pay for you fully, and I love that. And I like recently, I just went to the Grammys, and like I was invited by Passes, which is one of my teams, and like it was so surreal just watching like Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, like all these people just perform in front of me, and I'm like, I didn't pay for any of this. Why am I here? But like at the same time, it was very exciting because like I am an influencer,
You
so
deserve to be there. Like, never let anyone tell you that you don't deserve to be in the room you're in because you've worked hard for it. That is so cool. Do you have any crazy experiences or stories from the Grammys that you can share?
I mean, there was a person with us who like met Taylor Swift and she like took a picture and sent it to the group chat. It was really cool. I don't know how.
Oh my God. I would have
I
lost my mind.
like I waved to J-Lo. She was like going down in the elevator. I was like, oh you know, it's like me being a fangirl. 'Cause honestly, yes, I'm a creator, but I am a fangirl for some things.
Oh, I am such a fangirl. I mean, like, my content is around like pop culture and celebrity news, so that's probably shocking to absolutely no one. But like, I lived in LA for a semester, and whenever we would see a celebrity or like anywhere, like it was just, I was like, what's going on? Who's here? Who can I see? Like, this is insane. Like, it just feels so surreal, especially because I grew up in Boston, which is like literally the opposite side of the world, or not the world, the country from LA. So
Yeah,
it's just,
from LA for sure. But I mean, I've gone to a bunch of different things. Like, I went to LA Fashion Week. I've been to a few movie premieres. I walked in New York Fashion Week, which that was really cool.
That is so cool.
And then, yeah, those influencer events are just insane, and you always make so many memories. It's so cool.
Do you have like a favorite that stands out to you? Would that be the Grammys, or is there the
Yeah.
Grammys? Yeah.
That's
No,
like,
I mean, duh. Yeah.
yeah, it was so cool.
So obviously, going to these influencer events, you meet a lot of influencers. You don't have to name names, but has there been any sort of crazy experience you've had with another influencer?
I won't say any crazy stories, but I'll say someone who was like shockingly, or not shockingly, was actually so nice to me in person. And I just had heard, I don't know, word on the street, like from other influencers that she wasn't. But I met Tana Mojo and I was like freaking out over her. And she was like, of course I'll get a picture with you. I was like, you are the nicest person ever. What do you mean people are like, people are talking down on like when they meet her? I'm like, what? So like I did ask for a picture with her.
No, she honestly, like, I feel like she's been around for so long, and I feel like you guys could relate to like starting at such a young age online as well. And I don't know, I feel like people are gonna talk, obviously, and she does have a persona online. Not that she's mean at all, but that she's just very like outgoing and like, talkative, and that definitely can rub some people the wrong way. But I always try to not judge before I meet someone, and that just proves that point that like someone you thought, oh, maybe she's not that nice, was actually so nice to
Yeah,
you.
she was so like, I like wanted to at least try, and if she was mean, whatever, like I'll walk away. Like, just I don't know. There's a lot of cool people I've met and cool like stories I could share, but it probably would last like 2 hours long.
Oh my goodness. So have you been to LA a lot for like these like influencer events and stuff?
Yeah, I feel like any random text, I'll just be like, oh, I guess I'm going to LA. But it's honestly so fun every time I go. Like I always meet up with my friends like Sky and Fordo and
Do you have a lot of friends going to this event in a couple of weeks? Yeah.
yes, I'm rooming with Cora Tilly, if you've ever heard of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's beautiful. She's such a like straight up person too. So I'm very excited to room with her and like go to this event.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. I already kind of touched on this, but where do you see yourself in like 5 years? I know you want to go into full-time content creation and do acting. What would your goal, like if you could look in the future and see yourself 5 years from now, what would you want to see?
I would look at me honestly living in LA, which I know my parents, if they see this, I'm sorry, I do want to live in LA a little bit. But living in LA and like actually acting in like a movie like Zendaya would like act in, like Euphoria, oh my gosh, if I could play that role, I know I would not do it as good as her, but she killed it, and that's a role that I feel like I could do. Just I
That
don't
is so cool. I totally see this happening for you. I'll catch you. I'll turn on my TV in 5 years and I'll be like, oh my God, check it
Yeah.
out. Look who it
I'm
is.
like, ugh, fingers crossed that happens though.
No, you got this. I mean, you've already shown how hard of a worker you are through social media. I have all the faith in the world that you're gonna get that acting job. That is so exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Post grad can be scary, but you've already set yourself up for success. So
Yeah.
that is very exciting.
Yeah, connections definitely help too, because I just met the other day and a guy who made a short film on an epilepsy story, and it was amazing. And so he was just gonna connect with me, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll connect with the director.
No, that's like such a good connection for you because you have that story as well. How has having epilepsy like affected your life as like a content creator or just like day-to-day life like as a person?
Yeah, so I told y'all like I got diagnosed when I was 3. I used to have them daily in high school, like every single day. So that kind of like messed up my high school years in general. And then dealing with it is really hard because I did go a year seizure free and I had my hopes up to the best that I was seizure free for sh and then I had another one, and it just killed my vibe, I'd say. But epilepsy is definitely a struggle, and like I've had so many people that know how to handle when I do have a seizure, and I do love that all my friends are so helpful when I do have one. It
Yeah.
stinks, honestly, but you gotta live life still.
Yeah, and you are living life. I mean, I know I just we kind of like grazed over that at the beginning, but I did want to ask you about that because I know it is part of your life and like something that you've dealt with. So I think it's important to, talk about and like that gave you that connection now with that person. So like it can also like by telling your story, it's helped you, almost like connect with other people who have also experienced similar things, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. And every November, I try to share my story all over again, start from the jump, and just say everything my life has happened, just so like people that also have epilepsy have been watching me, and I really love it because I love that they watch my story and like they're like, "Thank you for speaking up about this," because I genuinely want people to know, like, some influencers, like I am the some, are not like perfectly healthy in every single way. And like, you see some of those girls that look perfect, and they something could be going on in their life and you don't know.
Yeah, no. Have you had anyone reach out to you and tell you like their story about epilepsy and how like you sharing has helped them?
Yes, I've got a bunch of DMs actually. It's around when I post about my epilepsy. I'll get DMs that's like, "Thank you for sharing your story. It's helped me a lot knowing I'm not alone." And I'm like, that's what I want. That's what I want, is to like show younger girls or anyone following me that to like be positive, and like just the world, it can be bad, but like those bad parts don't make your world.
Yeah, no, that is so awesome. That is so beautiful that you've been able to use your platform in that way. I think more people should. I mean, obviously, it's a touchy subject and like I know people deal with stuff that they don't want to bring online, but the fact that you've been comfortable enough to like share your story online and that it's helped other people who have experienced similar things is just such a beautiful thing, and I think a side of social media that's not talked about enough.
Yes, thank you. No,
Yes.
I agree too. I don't ever see people's stories, honestly. Like I see like all the relatable content, but that's about it. And then I get
Yeah.
like Tate McRae videos,
Well, she's awesome.
fangirl over her any day. Hey, please.
Please, I want to go to the concert. No, she's awesome. But
No,
yeah.
I went to one and it was actually insane. She's insane.
I want to go so bad. She's unreal. And her dancing is like crazy. Like the fact that she can sing and dance, I'm like,
Yes.
oh my goodness.
My mom was like, "This is like my Justin Timberlake." I was like, "Mom,
That's so funny.
a whole different vibe."
You're like, not the same vibe, mom, but okay.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
is so funny. Oh my God. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. So, just one final question. For everyone out there who wants to start creating content, who wants to become an influencer, what is one piece of advice that you want to share with them?
I would say start posting daily, and not even just one post, like maybe two or three, 'cause that's when I started catching a lot of traction. It was like when I was consistently posting. But that's what I try to do, and like I think it helps, especially when it's like relatable and you catch traction, like views to your video go up just from
Yeah.
it. And then obviously story times are awesome too, to like post. And like I feel like when people do story times about something in your life, the people understand you more.
Definitely. I think like people want to know the people they're following on a personal level. Obviously, you're not going to know every aspect of their life, but like getting to know the person you're following and almost relating to them in some sort of way will help you grow as a creator, for
Yeah,
sure.
and definitely like haters, they're always going to be haters, but you have to have thick skin to be a creator. So if you do want to be like an influencer and start posting, I would definitely say make sure you know how to handle hate well, because I did not at first. And now I know, but took a long time of like learning to like accept.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's like hard, like, because some I mostly post about celebrities and like pop culture news, but so sometimes the hate will be directed at whatever I'm posting about. But I can't even imagine for someone like you who puts your life online, like the hate being directed at you. And I've had some experiences with that as well. But I mean, I know I said final question, but you said you've learned how to, deal with the hate. What advice do you have for people going through that?
For me, like when it gets really bad with the hate, like when I notice hate comments are starting to come in and I know they will affect me, I won't even open up the comments because, like, I just am like, I don't want to look. I know I'm getting trashed in the comments or someone's dragging my name, and it's just terrible, so.
No, I that is smart. I mean, sometimes ignorance is bliss, especially when it comes to being a creator who's constantly being, scrutinized online for better or for worse. I think just, not reading everything that's said online is the best way to go. I think that's really good advice. All right. Trying to end on a little bit of a positive note. Where can people find you? Where, what are all your handles? Like, just plug yourself.
All of my handles are at Ansley Spinks, and it's ANSLEY, not with an I. So,
And what platform should people follow you on?
people can follow me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat with that same Ansley Spinks.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.